Hello everybody and welcome to the Trauma and Mind Body Super Conference, back for another episode with a great guest that we're honoured to have. It's Robbie Besner. Welcome Robbie to the summit.
Wow, thank you. I'm so honoured to be here today. Thank you for having me.
So Robbie, you've got some super information. Just for the listeners, a little bit of background about you. You are the co-founder and the Chief Science Officer of Therasage, which is one of my favorite companies. I'll just plug you right there. That's how we met. It was through your products, absolutely, that I own. If I could own everything, I would. But just a little bit of your background. I didn't realize that you actually had, you've graduated from Boston University, you're in pre-med, you've got engineering, psychology, and business. You've also done postgraduate work at Case Western Medical School in holistic medicine. And you've also had a personal journey searching for answers for your daughter who had Lyme disease, serious Lyme disease. So perhaps we can touch on that if it's appropriate later. But there's a couple of areas that I'm so happy that we've got you on to talk about, because there's no one better to talk on it. But one is, let's talk about sauna therapy and why people with mental health issues, mood conditions, depression, anxiety, and all that kind of thing may benefit. And then we'll talk about structured air. But let's just focus on sauna therapy. That's one of your main sort of products for your company. So you've done a tremendous amount of research. So you know your stuff.
Wow. I don't know how much time we have, but if you're going to give me 2 or 3 days to talk on this, I'm able to do that. But, you know, we have general challenges with global toxicity, really. I mean, to talk about it in a broad sense. And yet each one of us interprets that toxic load or burden differently, which could get a little tricky. There is a strong tie in terms of the way the environment, mostly heavy metals and the intake from heavy metals, and that could come from the air we breathe, the food that we drink, and certainly the water that we're drinking. And for those of the viewers that are familiar with what was going on in the U.S. at some of the major cities like Detroit, where they saw the levels of lead were way up, that affects your mental health, you know, straight out. And then the dental industry has been infusing us with mercury in our fillings and amalgams. And so that causes, again, challenges with cognitive challenges, I guess, is the more broad topic. And so what's the best way to chelate or get these, you know, heavy metals out of our bodies? What is the best way to address the environmental toxins that we take in every day? And oftentimes when I teach and I coach on this, Nikki, to let you know, I'm asked the question like, well, how often should I use that infrared sauna of yours? And I'm just like, I always laugh. It makes me laugh because I rhetorically go back to them and say, well, where do you live? Like, do you get toxic on Monday, Wednesday, Friday where you live? Because if that's the case, I want to move to your hometown. Because as far as I know, if you're living, if you're breathing and you're drinking and you're eating food every day, then you're taking in a little bit of the environmental toxins and you can't avoid it. So what's the best solutions? So, you know, we can traditionally, in the Western approach to medicine, there were invasive forms like dialysis and certain chelating IV therapies. And then there were other chelators that were more chemically driven, either natural or pharmaceutical, which is synthetic, to purge toxins from the cell. And then in my journey to help my daughter manage her health challenge and her toxicity, we discovered that there's frequencies within the infrared spectrum, or sunlight, it's the infrared spectrum, that will actually mobilize all the toxins in your body. Wow, what a revelation. So this was 22 years ago. That's when we started our journey. And as it evolved, we got deep into the science of the way that these frequencies actually affect our physiology. But in a simple statement, the vibrations of this particular spectrum of sun energy, they actually create what's called a bioresonance, which is a vibration. And it easily enters into our bodies because it's another form of nature, and we're part of nature's, you know, whole organization, you know, the whole pyramid thing. And so our bodies are designed actually to interpret this sunlight, this form of sunlight, and then use it in a healing sense to get our bodies back in shape. And so one of the things is this detoxing point. And the vibrations, when they come into the body, they break the bonds that the toxins have with our tissues. So they're called covalent bonds is the technical term. And so the vibration breaks that covalent bond, the toxin cascades basically into our bloodstream, raises our blood toxicity level, and then through a, let's say, the infrared sauna application, we're sweating out these toxins, and that is probably one of the most efficient ways to get toxins out. Of course, there's three other ways to get them out: peeing and pooping, and we've got a bunch of organs internally set up that are filters, like our liver, kidney, pancreas, large intestine. These are all designed as filters to pull out these toxins that come in. The problem is that they're getting in our bodies quicker than we can get them out, and our organs are very burdened to get these, so they're tired. They're not working as efficiently. And some of the toxins are so insidious, like the glyphosates that they're discovering is in our water and our air now. And so that creates a whole GI tract problem, and it goes on and on and on. But the sauna is a great way, and in terms of mental health, if we can pull the heavy metals out, what we like to do is we not only use the sauna as a base, but we have created some synergistic health protocols, and one that works terrific is using additional binders to we mobilize the toxins in the sauna, and now that they're all stirred up, I guess you could say, like, we're stirring up the pond. Why not have a biosponge, which is a binder available to soak up these toxins, make it easier and less burdensome on your organs to eliminate? And so it's less burdensome, it's more efficient, and we have two kind of protocols. We've got a big sponge or a macro binder, and those would be like bentonite clay or activated charcoal or carbon. And then we have a nano binder, which is generally a silica-based kind of binder, and that's another word for that would be zeolite. So we can dive into that a little deeper later on, or whenever you feel appropriate. But it's the infrared sauna is just an amazing technique to help get these poisons out.
So, talking a little bit about the difference between far infrared sauna and infrared and the dry saunas in gyms that you get.
Okay, so there are really three different kinds of saunas. So there's the dry or the hot rock sauna, like you talked about. There's the steam room, which is also a kind of sauna, and then there is the infrared type format. The steam sauna and the hot rock sauna uses what's called convection heat, meaning that there's a heating element over here, it heats the ambient air, your body is over here, and then that elevated hotter air touches your skin. Eventually, it penetrates through your skin. It actually has to go through an insulating layer of fat just under your skin. And that is, again, beautiful, divine design. That insulating layer is set up so that it protects the inside from extreme heat or extreme cold. Well, I don't know about you, Nikki. Have you ever gone into a steam room or a hot rock sauna? Have you ever used those devices? Is it easy for you to breathe in those devices? Not really, right? Because they have to be at 185 degrees to almost 200 degrees Fahrenheit in order for it to penetrate through that insulating layer of fat under your skin and get inside to create change. So that's called convection. The way that infrared works is called radiant. It's because it's actually a wavelength. So it doesn't heat the ambient air. It actually comes right through and penetrates seamlessly through that insulating layer of fat because the frequencies within infrared are actually harmonize or resonate at the same frequency as the water inside of our bodies. And that was actually a great discovery. And I know one of your keynote guys that it's going to come on is Dr. Gerald Pollack, who we know personally, and he inspired me because when I read his book, The Fourth Phase, it really just shifted my consciousness as to exactly what the deeper physiology of how infrared affects our bodies. And one of them is it actually restructures the water inside of us. So we can touch on that a little bit later also. But So infrared works differently because you don't have to have it at 185 or 200 degrees Fahrenheit. You could keep it at a normal temperature, like generally maintenance therapy with infrared, based on our research, is about 130 degrees Fahrenheit. And general practices, if it's just general health, would be maybe for 30 minutes or something like that. And so that's just less, it's about 30 degrees warmer than your core temperature. And for me, I could sit in my sauna all day if my schedule could permit at that temperature. Whereas 200 degrees, I'm withering after 5 or 10 minutes. Like you said, it's pretty hard to breathe.
So that's
So right
brilliant.
there alone, that's a big difference. And there's been some studies where they measured the sweat from individuals, and they in between the three different formats. And because of that bioresonance and the breaking of those covalent bonds in the infrared environment, there's more than 85% of toxins are mobilized in the infrared environment. So it's not only, easier on your body, but it's the most efficient way to mobilize toxins and get them out.
Right.
So,
So that's why. So those people who feel they're sensitive to saunas, this infrared are much more. They're much more able to tolerate it, and it's more effective anyway. So just touch on just lastly talking about saunas. Far infrared. There's a lot of people just getting the far infrared only saunas. And one of the things I liked about your sauna was that it's you've got full spectrum.
yes.
What
Okay,
benefits?
so
Yeah.
that's also a great, and everything that we do here, because basically our devices are listed with FDA in the US as Class II medical devices. So we've really taken the higher road towards the approach for everything that I make and I develop in our at our company. Our view is, and what we've done historically, is that we basically make devices that are used in clinics and hospitals. I train medical practitioners and healthcare providers how to integrate our devices in their normal protocols to improve the efficacy of what they're doing. That's very different than any of the other companies that are out there in this infrared space these days. But as much as I love the internet, there's a lot of bad information out there, as you probably know. And a few years ago, one of the other things, certainly through my daughter's orientation, we are very passionate about the chronic ailment problem, or people that have chronic challenges. That's basically a health challenge that's been with that person for more than a year. And so, and so, and particularly even more so about the Lyme and the autistic area. And so people that are sick for a long time, they're sick of being sick. They're tired of being sick. And so they're looking and they're searching for things that work. Now, if I just got diagnosed with Lyme disease and I went into the internet today and I started to Google, best practices, what's the best way to go, there'd be a million things to choose from. And that's a problem, because if you're generally healthy like you and I, we feel like we have all the time in the world to research and make an informed choice. When you're sick, you're not thinking straight anyway because you're sick, and now you've got the same thing, all this information, where do I begin? And so I became acutely aware of this, and I started a whole teaching module of just trying to elevate people's awareness and vet through all of the differences out there. Certainly, I would love for your people, your viewers, and people that I influence to choose us. But my real main goal is to educate and get people aware so they can make an informed choice. So, what's the difference between near frequencies and far frequencies and full spectrum? Well, part of my underlying principles, I call them the pillars at TheraSage, is to follow nature's playbook. It's the next to the Bible, it's probably the greatest book out there. And nature really made these three wavelengths from sun energy for particular reasons. They do something for everybody. Yes, these wavelengths do things. And if you look historically, 20 years ago till about 5 years ago, so for better part of 15 years, the only thing that was available was far infrared frequencies, and in saunas particularly. In fact, when I started 20 plus years ago, infrared was non-mainstream at all in America. It was mostly used by sports medicine doctors to help players, along with other kinds of injections and other kinds of therapies, to try to get to lower their pain thresholds and to try to get them to heal faster to get back on the field. So my company and some of our work was, I believe, some foundational parts of what brought this whole consciousness of infrared to the mainstream. And I'm sitting in joy now because energy medicine has become a lot more in view, and that's my area of body of work. And so it's I'm working hard, less hard, to explain the virtues of infrared sauna per se, and I'm able to really contour my education to really continue that elevation. So near versus far. Full spectrum, which is the approach we've taken, is really capturing all three wavelengths, the near, middle, and the far frequencies. The history and most of the science, clinical science, and the assays written, actually, as you discover or do research, will be mostly reflecting on the far frequencies, which are the frequencies that go deeper into the body. Depending on the person's body makeup, their BMI, it could go be 3 to 4 inches into the body. Now, there's not much that science on the mid frequencies. They're kind of in the middle of what they do for the body, near versus far, but now there's more science coming out about the near frequencies. And because of that, there's been some device developers that specialize only in the near frequency devices. And some of them are pretty good, actually, Nikki, to tell you the truth. Some of them are a little bit more expensive than and they don't offer the same value that we do, but that's fine. I guess what disturbs me a little bit is some of them, they use the far frequency research and try to apply it to their near devices, because right. Only because there's not enough science on near. But to dive into that a little bit deeper, the near frequencies will penetrate. They're basically for skin-related challenges like eczema, wound care, psoriasis, the natural production of collagen. They penetrate maybe 3 centimeters in. And if you hold an infrared device, whether it be near or far or full spectrum, on your body long enough, it will penetrate through and cover your whole body. So a near sauna, if you're in it long enough, it will penetrate deeper into the body because there's a saturation point. And so first it saturates the closer. Mostly infrared frequencies harbor in your muscle mass or your organ tissue. So, and most of those areas of the body are your vascular areas also. And so when the frequencies come in and they start this bioresonance, they start vibrating, it liberates heat. It warms up those vessels that surround your muscles and your organs. That causes what's called vasodilation. That means those vessels expand. Now we have more blood passing through the vessels. It brings down, if you're hypertensive, it brings down your blood pressure. So that's really good, right?
Yep.
But yeah. Blood has everything, right? It has nutrition. It has your healing properties. It also carries oxygen. And so those are really key benefits of infrared in general. The near frequencies will improve microcirculation. So that's your skin circulation, things like that. And the far frequencies will be the deeper ones that'll grab heavy metals. It will be the bigger veins and arteries. So if you want to move your overall body metabolism by 15 to 20%, then you really kind of need a little more of the far frequencies. And that's kind of the story about it. Far goes deeper, maybe somewhere between 3 and 4 inches. It's really an amazing way to just help build a strong natural platform for the body to heal itself.
I really like that you have the full spectrum, because it almost reminds me of like vitamins. If we take too much of one vitamin, that's not how it occurs naturally in nature. It's like what happened with vitamin A when we all realized we don't want to take too much of that individual isolation. It's not natural. So I thought it's wisdom to kind of, yeah, let's be like nature is and as close to nature as possible. Is that what you were also coming from when you did the full spectrum as well? That's what you meant? Yeah. Okay, checking.
That's nature's playbook. We follow nature. We look at the way nature responds to the plant and animal kingdom. And we also study ancient cultures to see what natural therapies these cultures used in their everyday lives to just revive and keep keep them healthy.
Awesome. So that's great. Thank you so much. It's a really great explanation. Now, you touched on structured water there, and we do have, like you mentioned, Professor Gerald Pollack talking about what structured water is, how it's a different phase, and that particular phase of water when it's in our bodies makes it improves blood flow. It means that the blood's getting to the brain better, you've got a better circulation, you're clearly going to be healthier, you're going to have better mental health, everything's going to work better. So it's a special type of water. Now, like you, I was really impacted by that as well. But you're now, you've kind of like graduated on from that, and you're talking about something I hadn't heard of before until I came across your work, which is structured air. Structured air. So A, what kind of, what is that, and how do we create it, and how do we what is structured air? Is it like structured water?
In a sense it is, and it's very unique. There's a lot of sort of household names for structured air. One of them that we like to use is called forest air. And if you've ever at all ventured off into the rainforest in any country, like in Europe, there's many of them. Actually, the one that I love the most is in the New Forest area of, I don't know if you've ever been out there, but it's really beautiful. And it's a magical place in terms of the way that your body responds to it. So there's two major physiological events that are going on. One, that your body is absorbing the negative ions or the charge of the earth, which balances our body charge, our body battery in a sense. And it gives us better sense of wellness, euphoria, well-being, and instills cellular communication. Because each of our cells in our body is a little like little batteries. And in our modern society, where our batteries, or our cell batteries, are actually, they're off balance. They're skewed more towards the positive charge. We're lacking the earth charge. Now, I know you're different, and I know that I'm different, because I kick my shoes off and I dance in my grass and I hug the palm trees in South Florida, and I ground myself. I go to the ocean and I walk on the sand, and that's bringing earth charge into my body. We have instilled negative ions in our saunas with natural tourmaline stone, plus we electrically ground everything, so you get that earth charge, right? But there's another way to get earth charge, and that's through basically what you alluded to, through this energized air. And so part of what makes the rainforest so magical, and there's multitudes of studies, everything that I talk about today and in general is vetted by scientific approach. So it's not hearsay, it's not wives' tales or urban myth, you know, it's all been proven by science studies in one way or another. So what intrigued me about energized air or structured air is very similar to what happens when you're in our infrared devices. There's one main company that we have aligned ourselves with that's in Germany, and they make our devices for us. And basically what they're doing is they're mimicking what happens in nature again. So in nature, in the plant kingdom, in the early part of the day, there are these singlet or single water molecules that form, they're droplets that form on the leaves. The next event is the sun rises, and the sun energy, the infrared spectrum, this is part of Dr. Pollack's work, those special frequencies, they actually restructure those tiny little water molecules. That mixes with the oxygen that's surrounding the leaf, and the plant sucks that what's called SOE, or singlet oxygen energy. It sucks that into the leaf, and it's the precursor for what's called photosynthesis, the way that a plant will synthesize or translate sun energy into plant energy. Okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Moving along the food chain, the cow eats the grass, and the cow interprets the sun energy that the grass has interpreted into basically animal energy. And then if you're a animal protein eater, then we eat the cow, let's say, and then we're basically interpreting the way that the cow has interpreted sun energy. So we're all sun beings at one point or another, and that's what drives our cells. We are light beings. It's really what it comes down to. And there's tons of science that supports that. But what have we done? So we've taken this device. It takes in the room air. It filters it with a small little HEPA filter. It runs it into a beaker that sits on four light catalysts that is, and the beaker is a closed system. We fill it halfway with either distilled or filtered water. And then there's a little bubbler, and that bubbles this water inside the closed beaker system. The beaker sits on four light catalysts that mimic the sunlight in the morning. It restructures that water. The bubbler breaks out those little water molecules and makes them into singlets, just like what happens in the rainforest. And then that air that now has been energized with light and been hydrolyzed by this structured water comes out the front of the machine, and we basically breathe that in. It's exactly what happens in the rainforest. The physiological effects are off the chart great, really, really amazing. I'm a little older guy, Nikki, so it's easier to move the needle on someone like me than a younger person that's super vibrant. But for neurological challenges, neuroplasmic stuff, the whole piece about mental health is very pertinent, because this specialized, energized, structured air will help neuroplasmic restructuring. So for people with MS or Parkinson's, PD, for anything challenged with breathing, like COPD, any of those things in breathing or neuroplasmic challenges, this type of therapy, air breathing therapy, is amazing. To improve the blood oxygenation level, it's also super good. And, you know, this whole COVID thing, that's one of the big challenges that people have, is that their blood oxygenation levels actually start to drop significantly lower. And so we age because we get oxidative stress, is what it's called. And our bodies process, or, well, actually, I forgot to say this, but one of the other things that near frequencies do is it generates the natural production of nitric oxide. And that's also something that vasodilates and allows our blood to grab more oxygen when you make it available. So taking nitric oxide and using the TheraAir system, which is the way that we generate the SOE, or this energized structured air, putting that stack together is a brilliant way to get more oxygen into your blood. And then, of course, if you're fighting Lyme disease, it helps with cancer. People that are optimal health, that are looking to recover faster from a workout, these are all great methods, natural methods. And what are we doing? We're just breathing, right? It's pretty cool.
I absolutely love my filter that I've got, that I have there at First Aid. It's like walking into a forest air. It's literally, and I've got it on all night. And I absolutely love it. It's absolutely noticeable, the difference. I absolutely know when it's not on, or it's not been on, and then when it's, you know, been on for a few hours, straight away almost, you can just tell. So yeah. I absolutely love mine. I mean, with all these things, if we were, you know, still hunter-gatherers, spending all that time outside in the sun all day, sleeping on the earth, in forests, of course we wouldn't need all this stuff, right? But that's the problem, is that we don't live like that anymore. So it's a little, obviously, it's a bit more of an investment, the Thera product, but it's, I love the whole concept, right? I absolutely love it.
It's one of my core. It's one of my core essentials. I mean, I do it at least every day for about an hour, sometimes twice a day. My sleeping patterns have changed dramatically. Actually, there were some studies that I'd love to mention. The Japanese, in 2004 to 2012, they spent $8 million in doing a study where they recruited a bunch of people and walked them into the rainforest in and around Japan. And then they studied how their physiology shifted. And it was truly remarkable. The Japanese call it the tonic of the wilderness.
Wow. Okay? Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
So just that, I don't know about you, but it made me like, it makes me warm and fuzzy. Forest air is certainly appropriate, because if you've ever been in a rainforest, you can feel how magical that is. But it truly is a shift in your physiology. And we've developed a heart rate variability system here, and so we test all of our devices. And when I do my treatments, when I do a base level HRV, and then I do a TheraAir treatment, and then I do a second HRV. My needle moves almost 30% in my physiology. That's how impactful it is. Pretty strong.
That is amazing. And actually, you did just remind me of something. I did collate tons of data about, it's not just the Japanese, it's the Journal of Environmental Medicine about walking in nature. The impact on reducing, boosting immunity, reducing cancer rates, blood sugar control. There is a ton of mainstream research on what happens when you walk in nature. I know it's a little bit, it might be other things, some of the things that are being sort of off-gassed from the plants and so on. But a large part of it will be the structured air as well. So I love that structured air. I think
Yeah,
it is the
yeah.
next, it's the next thing. But there is your particular product, there is a filter in there as well. Or do people need to buy a separate filter, or is there a, you know, that just filters out toxins, or is that the filter as well? It does everything.
Does everything.
Wow, that's brilliant. Okay, that's great to know, because we sort of, we
Yeah.
do have to think about everything. We've got to filter our water, filter the air these days, right? And then we need these lifestyle practices that help us get rid of the toxins that we are taking in. That's inevitable, because if you're alive, you're taking in toxins, to your point that you started with.
Exactly. You know, there's another point I wanted to make that ties everything back to our general mental health and our, let's say, anxiety, driven state we're in now. Well, certainly COVID and the uncertainty of it, and the numbers are enormous of the people that are pa passing because of it, and the families and that are being affected, and that's going to ripple for quite a while, I'm sure. Our autonomic nervous systems are a very delicate system, and it's basically comprised of your sympathetic and your parasympathetic. And so, sympathetic sort of defined as being anxious, fight and flight. You're at the edge of your seat. You feel like you can't. You have high anxiety, stuff like that. Parasympathetic is more your calm state. And there's a transition, like when we go from the end of our day into our sleep time, you go from alpha, which would be the brainwave that stimulates the sympathetic mode, to beta, which is that right?
It's the other way
No,
around.
it's
Other way around.
beta. It's beta is sympathetic, and then alpha is parasympathetic, then theta, which is like your kind of hypnotic dream state. Then there's the delta and gamma, which are your deeper sleep, which we need for repair. So you need a smooth transition in that brainwave in order for us to repair properly every day from any of the stress that we put on ourselves from the day before. Why I love the HRV is because I can actually see how my sympathetic system is working, how I move from sympathetic dominance to parasympathetic. And so that's one of the true things that I look for in the infrared sauna, because if I have you in that sauna for 30 minutes and I can take you out of being sympathetic dominance and calm yourself and brainwaves down, then I know that whatever other intervention I'm going to do, your body is going to receive it in a lot more wholesome way because it's in a calmer state. And so the TheraAir and forest air breathing is shifts you right into parasympathetic. The sauna shifts you right into parasympathetic. And I so think that that's so important, particularly on mental health, because if we're calmer, then we make better choices. Our bodies can assimilate our environment better. And we're not so stuck in this anxious state of being scared and uncertain with the uncertainties that are all around us. And so I think that, these are two great devices and technology that I know can really make a difference in people's lives. And
Yes,
so, you know.
I'm so glad you made that point. That's absolutely a huge sort of theme on the summit, a huge topic, vagus nerve stimulation. So especially people with emotional trauma as well, people who have emotional trauma from childhood, you know, they are stuck in that sympathetic state, and it's hard to feel that inner sense of safety. And that's why it's so good to have people like you on the summit, because they might not have considered these things that are also contributing to the feeling of not safety and in that stress response. So you mentioned heart rate variability, like that's almost like the measure of vagal tone. That's brilliant. That's exactly what we're talking about on the summit. So for all those people who are kind of listening, who we're sort of talking to the psychology community as well as the functional health aware community. So for the psychology people, it's here's another tool, here's another way of making you feel safer in your environment just by the air you breathe. Remember the water you drink, structured water, and also the sauna that is directly calms the body down as well. So I'm so glad you brought that full circle, and so everybody can benefit. It's not just for physical health, it truly is. This is help. This helps people resolve trauma, because they're going to be more balanced when they do the trauma, the actual psychology therapy, because their body's actually balanced. So it's one of the bottom-up approaches in my books to helping to heal trauma. So I'm so glad you just expanded on that. Spot on.
Well, neuroscience is deep, and you know, for many years, even the allopathic way in the Western approach to medicine, they always talk about mind-body connection, but no one does it. It just drives me crazy. And the whole emerging area of science in energy medicine, like I mentioned earlier, and also in emotional healing, is just touching the surfaces now. And that you really can't heal completely unless you integrate your the mind, body, and that whole piece to it. And so what we've done to address that is to get more mindfulness. Maybe 3 years ago, about 36 months ago or so, I started thinking about, well, Nikki, I have you in my sauna for 30 minutes as for general protocol. What other biotechnologies, biostacks that can we do to try to elevate your overall wellness experience? And so we brought in ozone, we brought in essential oils, we brought in TheraAir, which is the singlet oxygen in the breathing, energized air, and we also brought in guided meditation. And so now you're in your sauna and you can listen to affirmations, you can be grateful for, you know, things that are happening in your life, you can set your intentions for the day. And that really kind of creates that full platform of the mind-body integration. So we're healing you on the inside, outside, and also in your emotional piece. And I think without that, you're not complete. And the science, I mean, when you look at just the emotional healers, you know, in particular, there are a few ones that I know that work with cancer patients. And many cancer patients that go through some kind of therapy or intervention, they go into remission, but then sometimes they have relapse, they relapse back. Kind of can't quite figure out why that is. Did they not get it all? But what's coming out more than not is the emotional piece that's tied to cancer. And once fix the emotional piece, then all of a sudden they're in remission and it doesn't come back. And so I really am actually pretty excited that this whole, what you're doing here with the summit and just bringing more awareness to the emotional component in healing, and then showing people easy ways to integrate this into their lifestyles so that it's just part of their culture. And so I think in terms of Western culture in the US, you know, we don't have enough of that. You know, and when you travel outside the U.S., like, I'm fortunate because I get to go to various parts of the world. And for instance, the Asian culture, they study mind-body practices all day. They do Tai Chi, and they eat foods that are tonics, and they do all kinds of things that try to integrate their lifestyle with their living to try to live a healthy and purposeful life. And so it kind of how nature intended us to be, you know?
Yeah.
So I am super excited to be here, and I certainly believe strongly in the mental health aspect and the integration in total health.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. So how can people find out more about you, anything you've got coming up, your website? How can people, you know, kind of follow you and your work and have a look at your products?
Well, we're getting, doing, now that we're kind of sequestered at home, and I'm doing a little bit more of these kinds of interviews, which is really very, I'm very honored. But I'm also doing a lot more writing and getting blogging and doing, what are they called?
Live stream?
Yeah, live streams and newsletters and things like that, of just the general, what I consider foundational elements for healing. You can always get to me through our website, which is www.therasage.com, therasage.com. We have a customer healthy hotline. They can dial it. It's a toll-free number, 888-416-4441. Or they can contact you and your colleagues and get directly to us. And so, yeah, we're just happy to help. It's really just about elevating awareness, education. We do a lot of coaching and, of course, love the things that we're doing. But oftentimes, It's a little bit about what we're doing, and it's a lot about everything else that's going on in the world. So we're happy to contribute. I feel, particularly in my pain to passion journey that I've been on with my family dynamic, I'm very, very attuned to other people's challenges, health challenges. And so trying to make it a little bit easier, I've just become a vessel with my body of work to bring that to the world. But certainly to everybody's home.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Robbie. It's been really brilliant. It's been great to have you. It's so good to be able to share people like you and your work with the world. Like, you know, the authenticity, the trustworthiness of what you produce. It's good for people to know you and know that your part of you goes into the products. And they are great value as well. They are made for people who, you know, it's not, I can tell it's not just a profit, about the profit. It's products that people can actually afford who have chronic illness, because that's your market. So thank you so much for taking part in the Trauma and Mind Body Super Conference. It was an honor. And so thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, and my joy. And I just hope that there was enough in our dialogue to get people interested. And we can always take it further from there. So I wish everybody well and good health, and that the world is going to be different coming out the other end of this corona tunnel. Yep. And I'm going to be there to receive everybody in open arms. So thanks again for having me, and best of luck to you with your summit and your future ventures.
Thank you very much. So wonderful, love it. So thanks for having me. Very much, everybody, and I guess we'll see you in the next episode.